Official, it's Danielle Fischel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Does friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste.
Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten.
Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party.
So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles.
Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
It's a glorious morning full of great memories and good times. It's 30 years of Nick's Place. If these walls could talk, that would be the craziest thing you ever heard or seen, because walls can't talk, right? That would be like crazy voodoo wall magic or something, and I'm not down for that. But if you want to hear some crazy Nick's Place stories, just ask these guys who've been broadcasting there for decades. From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
In their underpants.
Well, happy anniversary, everybody. 30 years. 30 years ago, Nick opened the doors here at Nick's Place, and we're going to be here broadcasting all day long with all kinds of specials going on all day. St. Arnold's is going to be represented out here. We think General Ben's going to be out here as well. But you got food, you got drink. I got Coors Light right there. I love that. He's got to go to the doctor today. He's got that shoulder thing going on. You think he might... He might get him on the air or something. And he's got a Coors Light. That's the only way to get ready for a doctor.
Yeah, you got to numb the pain a little bit.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So, is that what they recommend?
They always do.
Well, okay. I recommend my Shadow Bell, but I got to see if Nick's got it here. I'm looking behind the counter. We may have to bum rush his liquors. But liquor is what gets you there.
Yeah. No. Liquor's the only way to go if you got a doctor's appointment. And I love that. It's a great start to the day, having a Coors Light. Rhino, what do you got going? You got a beer going on over there? Not the good kind. You guys got that, whatever that is. But you're fine. You're fine, Rhino. Rhino showed up here.
We near got, beer?
Yeah.
Root beer? Yeah.
Oh, that's a good beer. I like that. Root beer's a good.
Is that St. Arnold root beer? No. Okay. No.
IBC. That's nice. We're here, and we're going to be here all morning long. And all day here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. If you've never been here, come and have lunch over here at Nick's Place and check it out. The pizza, outstanding. The calzones to die for. It is the place to come and get your Italian food on. The menu is much more extensive than it was 30 years. I walked in the door here 2 months after he opened. 2 months after he opened, that was the first time I came here. And I missed the opening, but I came here. One of the producers over at Channel 51 said, oh, there's a little sports bar over here that you got to go to. And I never left. I got here in February of 94, and I never left. And Nick immediately became my grip for Rockets playoff games. He ran tapes. Rockets playoff games. He ran the tapes up to the truck. We did a live stand-up.
Is that what is that what Key Grip does?
He was a.
What does that mean in movies? I don't know what it means.
You hold stuff.
Grip.
You know, yeah, grip. Yeah, you just do. You know,
you're just an assistant.
You're just a yeah.
Oh.
And if we couldn't have he come back sweating like bullets.
Awesome. But you were at the games though.
He was on the floor. On the floor at the games. Yeah, he loved it. It was outstanding. And we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun in those days, and here we are 30 years later. I was the first one in here this morning. He goes, look at us, 30 years later.
And I would come to the
same.
I would come to. I came to
Kane's
a couple.
Here, look, Kane showed up.
I came to a couple of the shows. I came to a couple of the TV shows while you were here.
Yeah,
as a matter of
that's
fact,
where we
Sports
met
Night
here.
Live. Yeah, Sports Night Live. Yeah. And then I was
your first show was here, wasn't it?
Not a lot has changed on this part.
No.
Over 30 years. I don't feel like it has. And I remember standing right behind the bar watching you doing, I don't even remember who the guest was at that particular time. But, yeah, this is one of the places that that you would go. Isn't this where somebody got body slammed during a
No.
Did a wrestler not slam somebody
here? That was at the rodeo.
Okay.
That was at the rodeo. But, yeah, you came up, and this is where we met right here. We were doing the TV show, and you said, hey, I pick games. Well, come on. Then come on the show and pick some games.
It wasn't hard getting on the show.
I was looking for content at that time.
Yeah, it wasn't hard getting on the show. If somebody didn't, well, I could do fantasy football.
One of the best was Klein gave away watches, okay, here at the show. Every night Klein would give away a watch. Well, Nick's got the place packed here, lights, it's awesome, there's places. And he goes, all right, Bill Thompson, you win. And this homeless guy comes walking up, and Nick's like, oh, my God, everybody's going to think, we got of all the people that wins the watch, that we can put the homeless guy on TV. Yeah. Well, he was unhoused. What was he? No, then he was homeless. Mm-hmm. At that time, he was homeless.
Right.
But, yeah, we've done a lot of – Norm, I wish we had the Norm McDonald sound from here.
Yeah, I know.
How about that? Wouldn't that be?
Yeah, it wasn't like – he didn't – so Nick's place is actually where we have had – listen to this.
Yeah.
We have had Louis C.K. here. We have had – who thought Chris Solis was like – he goes, you're funny. What do you do? Are you a comedian also? He goes, no, I've got my own construction business or I'm remodel. He goes, you remodel? And you're doing what? Why are you on the radio? He goes, I'd have just come on the radio. He goes, you're funny. He goes, you shouldn't be remodeling. We had Patrice O'Neill in here, who we had a great show with Patrice O'Neill. He loved it. We did like an hour. I've still got it on tape. It's one of the best hours we've ever had. We talked about Yao Ming being a black Celtics fan. We had a lot of great stuff with him. We had Bill Burr
here.
In here. Bill Burr came in here. We had Jim Jeffries.
Who loved the ceiling? Remember?
That was, I think that was Jim Jeffries.
He was like,
man,
real classy here. Well, that's when you had the.
You usually see a trellis.
When you had the flags, all the flags hanging.
Yeah, you don't usually see that on ceiling, do you?
Yeah.
And so Jim Jeffries was here, and then we had Norm McDonald here.
Yeah.
So we had, like, these are guys that I have recently. Bill Burr, Jim Jeffries, not Louis C.K., but Ian Band, been around for a while. But Bill Burr, Jim Jeffries, God rest the soul of Patrice O'Neill, who I still listen to. I just listened to him yesterday on my Pandora. Oh, just unbelievably funny, but just some unbelievable names of comedy guys who are selling out huge venues. I mean,
John Cena was here.
Not on our show, so we didn't care about it.
Rich Little was here on Sports.com.
Yep. Oksana Bayou.
Yeah, Oksana Bayou.
Yeah, she was here. Yeah, she talked about the. Yeah, we had who was the porn
from the
star
Sopranos.
That we had? Most famous porn star? No. The guy.
Start telling on yourself, naming names.
The guy?
Yeah.
Who's that famous porn star? You know, the guy.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? What's his? Who? Yeah, he's in
prison. Oh, Ron Jeremy?
Ron Jeremy was here.
You sure that wasn't the homeless guy with the watch?
No, he looked like it. Listen, he looked like it at the time.
I know he did. He has forever.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy was here talking about all of his conquests. He said, even when he was looking like that, he said, women still want me. They still want. I'm like, oh, God.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Maybe not as much as you think now that you're in prison. Right?
So, yeah, there's been some famous people on here.
We've had a lot of good stuff, a lot of great times here at Nick's Place. 2713 Rocky Ridge, West Denver. Today, not so much, not famous people, just us. We're going to be here all day long, though. We'll be drinking, eating. Come on out. Nick's got specials for you. We got St. Arnold. Maybe we got Gentle Ben.
Gentleman.
We'll see. She was sick. Yeah.
Giveaways
all day. If the pint glasses get here, everybody's going to get one. We'll see.
Do you know our very first – do you remember where our very first remote was? Our very first appearance. It was not a remote. We had an appearance that you and I did in the evening. Do you remember where it was?
No, I do not.
St. Arnold. We went to St. Arnold.
That was the first one?
And it was the very first one where in the very first year that we started in 97 – we met listeners there, and there was about 25
listeners
who came.
Yep. They had benches.
We just sat there, but we didn't do a show from there. We just kind of met people and hung out there.
That was
St. Arnold is part of your 30-year anniversary. It's their 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gilbert is here, everybody. Did you shower?
Not. That's
Oh,
Gil.
That's the other
that's Gil.
Gilbert.
That's Gil.
Oh, that's the other
that's
one.
That's Gil. We call him Gil.
Did you shower?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
He's not dirty
Thank
and filthy.
You. He's not dirty. We You got that, Frank? You do.
Earlier in the week.
I'm surprised you haven't made that an open.
Early in the week, Gilbert called us on the show and said, "I'm how you doing? Gentlemen, he said, how you doing? I said, how you doing, Gilbert? Not so good. What happened, Gilbert? I'm dirty. I haven't taken a shower since before Thanksgiving. I'm dirty and I'm filthy. Like, what? That's what Gilbert told us.
That's what Gilbert
But that's Gil.
That's
He's
not that one.
Looks showered and
You're
fresh.
You're not
and
the one that didn't take
Gil's,
a shower.
Gil's okay. good. Gil's
good. Showered. No, he looks cleaner than Gilbert.
Doesn't? Yeah. Deodorant, everything. He's
everything.
Good.
Congratulations. Frankie the Bull is here. If you want to talk to him about some of his opens, you're more than welcome to do that. I've had some talking to about with him about them. You can't as well.
Don't
if you'd
listen
like to
him. John doesn't like the fact that he gets made fun of every once in a while for things he says and does
love
on
that,
the show.
But I love that. But please, okay, you have a little bit of integrity when you're doing these
integrity.
Things.
Integrity.
Okay? Don't put words in our mouth that we really don't say. Okay. You change the order of things as we say them. A little integrity is all I'm asking for. I don't mind. But
Del, John just asked
I don't
for
know
integrity.
If you heard. I don't clear my throat anymore.
John just asked for integrity.
I don't know if you heard. So we can stop doing that now, okay? We can stop doing that. So here we are. And we're here on a day when, hey, we got another big football weekend. That was a good game last night.
It was a shootout.
It was, yeah.
It was a really good game.
I loved it because Dak and CD both had
Man,
big games.
Man, I swear to you, I was in Geno Smith, who I cut
Geno,
earlier.
Geno looked good.
Geno and DK Metcalf, and I have to and I'm watching the shootout take place, and I'm like, oh my God, who am I playing in fantasy? I didn't even want to open the app. I'm like,
first thing, am I playing
DK? It's not that bad. Yeah, right. I'm like, the guy got, I don't know, I have to see how many he has right now, but I didn't face Dak or CD or Geno or DK Metcalf, so I'm like, okay,
yeah. Good.
I'd have to fade those guys.
So, yeah, I got CD and I got Dak. So I had a nice night watching that game. The Cowboys looked pretty good, but I don't know. There was a big discussion. And it's out there. And CJ's winning, obviously, because, we're here in Houston. But somebody asked, who's the best quarterback in Texas?
It's Dak. I'll give it to Dak out of respect.
I guess it is.
Dak's seen more and done
Dak
more.
Did Dak win player of the month?
No,
he didn't.
CJ just won Player of the Month yesterday.
How about that?
I know.
Only the second rookie ever, and the first was?
Second rookie ever to win Rookie of the Month?
Second rookie quarterback.
Was it not Vince?
No. Nope.
Because he was Rookie of the Year. Hold on, let me think. Not Dan Marino.
It was close to home. It was Deshaun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Yeah.
Oh, because that in 97, or I mean, 97. In 2017, he had that great month before he got hurt.
Yeah. And he won, before. Right,
actually, it was
right
the month
before.
You're yeah, right before.
The
it probably
Series.
Would have been October.
Yeah.
Probably would have been October of 2017. Terrific against the Bengals, Seattle, and the New England Patriots, I remember.
Yeah. So, man, he just is so good over and over and over again. Does CJ have another one in him this weekend? We'll find out. And Russell Wilson has a resurgence as well. We're going to talk about that. We'll hear from Bobby Slowick. Bobby Slowick said, I got no regrets, okay? I don't care what you say. Hey, don't. Go Iowa. We got Jim Harbaugh talking about your team, so we'll play that in a
That's
little bit.
That's not real.
It is real.
That's AI.
Don't give it away before we do it.
What's wrong with you?
What's the matter with him?
What's wrong with
he
you?
He thinks you're dumb, I think is what
no,
it
no,
is.
No. He's working on AI for you.
He goes, come on, John, that's not real. He thinks you're stupid.
I thought
Come on.
I that the AI is going to get, only because you saw Jim's mouth moving, they used it. Do you know people are going to get fooled in the future, and we're going to have world wars start because of AI?
I know, right?
You do know that,
Anybody
right?
could put anything, make you say anything they want you to
he
say.
He was working on you with, we were listening to it. Tony was.
Tony, you don't have to. I'll say it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do AI.
Just write it for me.
I'll say it. Yeah,
Tony was working on doing an intro with you as AI. Oh, we played it on the air one time. And it wasn't bad. It still needed more filtering. It's kind of a weird – the process – I actually may want to get Tony on the air to talk about the process of how you can do this because you have to feed it through multiple times. Like you actually talking from the radio, he had that.
Neat
and
stuff.
It starts to treat it. No. You better learn. You better learn because before you know it, you're going to have. We're going to put everyone in the
interesting segment. Let's do that. Talk about the process of turning it in and in out, over and over.
Of AI and tricking people.
Hey, you know what we need here? Maestro Dobell.
Yeah, we do. We really do. We had it yesterday at East River 9. Had it yesterday at East River 9. Had a big display. Maestro Dobell is going to continue to pop up at restaurants and venues across the city of Houston because it's just a matter of time. It is one of the fastest growing tequilas in this country. Now, it has been big in Mexico for quite some time, but the people are getting more and more into it here in the country, in the U.S., as they ramp up their advertising efforts. This is one of the reasons I'm telling you about it because, and I'm telling you right now, on my family name, I will put it on my family name that you will enjoy Maestro Dobell if you are a tequila fan. I haven't spoken to one person who didn't like it, who got themselves a bottle and began to sip it or try it in their cocktails. You're going to love it. It's made with a lot of, it's made with a very complex process that really creates the best flavor profiles. They've got a variety of tequilas to choose from. And, yes, there are different types of tequilas that you can have that have different flavor profiles. And my favorite is the Añejo, great for sipping. But I think you may also like the Reposado. You may like the Smoked Silver, the Humito, which gives you a very smoky margarita when you're making it with the Humito. So whatever you're looking for, Maestro Dobell has it. You simply have to go to your local liquor store or restaurant. If they don't carry it, ask for it by name, Maestro Dobell.
Get over here!
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
The red sun rises. Blood has been spilled this night.
Excellent.
Time for me to talk about my bookie. Time for you to get. Hey, listen, we got all kinds of football all weekend long. We got all kinds of basketball as well. We've got golf now. Did you see Tiger play? Did you have him under 75 yesterday? You'd lose. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag and you can win and you can get paid. And oh, by the way, they've got a great bonus that's when you start that you're going to be able to play it once and you're going to be able to pull it out. You've got parlays that you can play and get out early. It's like no other bookie. I mean, honestly, I've seen a lot of books in my day, and this one is different than all of them. It is fantastic. You're looking for the best way to win and get paid, and all the there's thousands of different things that you can play. There's thousands of different bets that you can make, and it's so easy to navigate. Great website. You're looking for a place to win, play, get paid, mybookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code BET975. That's promo code BET975 only at mybookie.
The Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios are crammed inside the epic edifice that is Nick's Place.
Rocky Ridge in Westheimer.
30 years of good times and stellar live broadcasts from these two guys, Sean and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a speaker now. The crowd is so big in here, we need a speaker for everybody to hear us, okay? It's crazy, crazy here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Come, is the kitchen open already? People are going to eat breakfast here.
Rhino's already got food.
I mean, it's a Rhino's already got his food. He's got a root beer. Attaboy, Rhino. But you could start with a beer, though. You can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning.
You think that's the goal for everyone?
That's right.
It to be drunk all day?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
John's world is a different world.
You don't live in my world.
Thankfully. Okay?
Yeah.
Your world seems dark and weird.
You live in it for 3 hours.
And it's not great.
No.
It's an awesome
Is it like world. Is it like being in the Upside Down?
No, it's more like the Get Out.
Where John's at.
No, that,
I don't know what that is.
No, it's not a Stranger Things thing. It's the Get Out world where I feel like I'm lost and someone's taking over my body a little bit. Yeah.
Are you trying to get out of it?
I'm trying to get out and I can't.
Here we are live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. We want you here. Come and hang out with us today to celebrate Nick's 30th anniversary. It was December 1st, 1993 that he opened the first time, and here we are today with all kinds of great specials going on today. It is going to be some kind of fun, so come hang with us. Come hang with us and be part of it here at Nick's Place. All right, Bobby Slowick. Sean, you got some Bobby Slowick cuts. Bobby Slowick talked about the fourth down calls. And Bobby Slowick it wasn't pulling back on throwing deep on the fourth down.
Okay.
And Bobby, and I don't know. I saw Jeremy Branham retweeted it when somebody put it out there, and you know the quote from Bobby Slowick. And Jeremy said, oh, I agree. I wholeheartedly disagree with this.
Oh, you don't agree with something Jeremy Branham said?
Surprise. Something new.
Surprising.
Something crazy. I don't agree with something Jeremy said. But no, it's not so much Jeremy. It's more Bobby Slowick. If it's third and one and you know you're going to go for it, maybe he's just putting it out there for other teams going forward. But get a yard on the ground.
Yeah.
Get a yard. Get a yard on the ground, and then if it's fourth down and you do some play action and roll him out, and maybe CJ can get it with his legs or something. But throwing the ball 30 yards down the field doesn't make much sense to me.
At that particular instance, where you're in the second half of the game in the fourth quarter, you need a yard to extend and turn it into four more downs. You just go get the yard. The yard becomes a priority. You have two plays to get one. Now, you know, it's one thing to take a play-action shot. That's not a bad idea. It works often. But it wasn't. I mean, it didn't work on third down and then on fourth down. Look, I was a little worried about, will they be able to get the running play? It's not like they have a great success running the football on fourth and short over the last few years. But that's why, for me, you had two plays. You know, you can spread it out and quarterback sneak. You could, you know, keep make it look like it's going to be one thing and do another. But let's hear what Bobby Slowick had to say.
If I had the same situation, I'd call the same plays, and I have no fear of putting the ball in our quarterback's hands right now. And I think he's earned that trust from me. He's earned that trust from the rest of the offense. Now, similar to what I've already said also, we didn't go execute. We just didn't execute the plays. The balls weren't going where we really had them schemed to go, and it wasn't CJ. It was just the offense. We got to be cleaner. We got to be on our assignments. We got to be doing what we're supposed to be doing so that we can go and we can play football and we can function.
I don't know. I'm not crazy about that.
I think it feels like what he's saying is that he is trying to tell you he has confidence in his quarterback. We already knew that. You don't have to. I just want to say, yeah, we know all that stuff. But do you look at it differently? Like, I've got two plays to get
one
yard.
Well, he's admitted before when he said, oh, that was the worst play call. Yeah, and I wouldn't do that again.
And I look, CJ took a certain deep option. There's other options built into every play. CJ took what he believed to be the best option. I don't know. It didn't feel like the best option when I'm watching that pass, and there's because he did that against Cincinnati too, where he threw the ball down the field in a tight window for Tank Dell, and it didn't work. Or was it Tampa? No, I think it was. No, it was Cincinnati, and you almost got you got yourself in trouble. Remember there was.
Yeah. And then, that was a bad play where he threw the interception.
Yeah, I just feel like, no, this is a separate play where he threw it on third down, a third and one, and then they ended up punting with like 2.5 minutes to go, I think. And then they had to punt, and then Joe Burrow tied the game up. But, I feel like C.J. Stroud maybe – and look, I don't want a guy who just checks down all the time. I don't want a guy who thinks short and loses big play opportunities. So it's kind of a tricky one for me because at some point you got to say, hey, I just need 3 yards. I'm an accurate passer. Let me look for the quickest route to the 3 yards, which for me is like Tank Dell on an option route. Look, you're either in breaking, out breaking. You're going to get open out of your break.
Or Schultz or whatever, right?
Yeah,
exactly. No, I agree that you know, I don't know.
I've been happy with his play calling, but with Bobby Slowick, I know people are going to complain here and there when things aren't going well. I do think – so I've been happy with it, but I do think that anytime your quarterback is playing really well and he's playing historically well for a rookie, what are you going to do? You're going to not be happy with it?
No.
I mean, of course I'm happy with it. If C.J. Stroud starts playing poorly, it's going to be terrible, quote-unquote, terrible play calling. That's how it's going to work for the fans is it's going to be less on CJ and more on Bobby Slowick. And the reality is, I think Bobby Slowick has, you can point to this, that, and the other whenever it doesn't work. But I think in general, he blends, he does a nice job of being an attacking.
Yeah.
An attacking.
No, I've got no problems. As a matter of fact, I think Bobby Slowick is
way better than Pep Hamilton.
Oh, you think?
Way better than Pep and Tim Kelly.
Well,
I saw people.
What, really?
I saw people pining for Pep Hamilton as the new head coach in Carolina. like, Pep Hamilton deserves that shot. I'm like, oh, my God.
Really? Apparently they didn't. They missed,
we had a terrible time with
him
Pep
as coordinator here. No, I mean, Bobby Slowik, I think Bobby Slowik's doing too good a job because he's going to get a head coaching job. Who is it? Schefter said this week at seven, oh, there will be at least seven openings for head coaching.
You
got to
pick and choose. Bobby Slowik is not going anywhere with C.J. Stroud. Like, in other words, his star is going to continue to shine with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
So you can be picky with your job. It's one thing if you thought, you know, if you thought that it was going to be, if maybe you're a, you kind of had a fluky situation with your quarterback. CJ's likely to be a good quarterback moving forward. The offense is likely to be pretty good. So he doesn't have to go rushing into a bad situation. Let Ben Johnson do that with Detroit. Because Ben Johnson's got a quarterback that you don't know how long he's even going to continue to be under contract, and Jared Goff. With Jared Goff, it feels like it could, you know, it could kind of go away at any second. But Ben Johnson is, and he's the one who interviewed last year. He's going to be the hot name this year, and he's going to take a head coaching job. If you're Bobby Slowik, what's the rush? You don't want to go to Carolina. I can promise you that much.
Well, I don't know. Could Bobby Slowik turn?
Not unless you have a better offensive line, better wide receivers.
Right. How bad does it look giving away DJ Moore now?
Yeah, you
how
exactly.
Good he is.
You got a meddling owner too.
Yeah,
super.
Carolina
super
might be the
meddling
worst
owner. That's not a good
but,
one.
But Bryce Young is going to be better than he has been.
Right. Yeah, but yeah. I don't love that owner though. How much time am I going to get as head
right
coach? You know, I think Washington is an interesting job with Sam Howell. I don't know that I'm all in on Sam Howell. I just feel like they throw it a ton. People in Washington have been making the comment that, oh wow, Bieniemy's fixed him. Look at Sam Howell's kind of a star. Like, no, he's not.
No,
Sam Howell throws all the time.
Yeah.
But his stats are going to look good. He's
leading the league in yards.
Yards, yeah, not in touchdowns.
CJ's second in yards, and he's right on his heels. And CJ will get it. He'll be the first. He'll be the youngest player to ever throw for 300 yards in five straight games if he hits 300.
Wow.
Like last night, Dak just got over 300. CJ's throwing for 350. CJ's throwing for 390, and
four,
we're just like, well, that's just what
470?
CJ does. Yeah,
hit 470. That's
last
old
night,
run and shoot stuff.
Dak is an MVP candidate. He threw for 300 yards. Pshaw. CJ throws for that in his sleep. Out of here with Dak being an MVP over CJ.
Well,
beat it, Dak.
I mean, the numbers would suggest.
I don't care about the numbers.
The 26-6 and a
John's
rating over 108.
John's not a
says maybe
guy.
Dak should be the MVP.
John's not a
no,
number guy.
I'm not about the numbers. I got the eye
you
test.
You just reeled off like numbers for CJ. Now you're not about the numbers?
I'm not about that. 470. When Dak throws up 470, then we'll talk.
How many touchdowns does CJ have?
No one cares about that anymore.
Okay.
It's not a part of
okay
the equation.
It's not a part of the MVP
no
conversation?
No.
It's just yards thrown for?
That's it. And CJ's second in the league, and right now Sam Howell is my MVP. He's leading the league in most yards. So, and as soon as CJ passes him, he'll be top guy. You know who's top guy in my book? Doc Linville. That's who's top guy. Doc Linville's the best. Doc Linville has got me hair. And you know what? It was such a simple process, guys. Listen, the other processes out there, they suck. I mean, honestly, they're the worst. They're cut, and it's painful. Blood all over the place. You look like you're in that with the flute and the drummer. You look like you've just been
like
through a war.
Revolutionary War.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I swear. It's awful.
Looks like a scene from The Boys.
Yeah. I don't know what that
blood
is.
Blood splattered
oh,
all
yeah,
over
yeah
the place.
No, it is. And all your blood's all over the ground. You're like, wow, this really sucked. And Doc Linville took the opposite.
Dr. Dexter? Oh, no. Went to a serial killer.
Doc Linville is totally opposite. It can't be easier. And listen, right now the price is better than ever. 50 cents off each NeoGraft, that's a lot of savings, people. I'm talking a lot of savings. So if you're looking for it and economically, if this is the time for you, this is the time. Get there right now because it's not going to last forever, this deal. So get to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. All systems go.
Houston is all systems go.
Hey guys, let's talk about the personal injury lawyer here in Houston that's the biggest and the best, and that's John Daspit. John Daspit has had settlements. Now, last I heard, and it's probably higher than that now, he's had 38 settlements for over $1 million. for people who have been injured. And you may think that sounds, wow, that is a lot. Well, I mean, you should see some of the injuries and medical bills that the people are going through. What about people who have medical bills that did not have insurance, that work at jobs where they didn't have insurance to cover the injuries that they suffered at the workplace through no fault of their own? That is something that is going to add up into the hundreds of thousands in some cases. So you need someone on your side who is going to fight, because you know how insurance is. Insurance will squeeze you, tell you this isn't covered, that isn't covered. And then when they know they have to write a check, they'll try to write the smallest check possible, get you to sign off on it so you have no other recourse. John Dasput wants you to make sure that you come to him, that he will make sure you get to the doctor, he'll take care of medical bills, he will recover, any work you have to miss, he'll recover that amount of money for you. And physical therapy that is going to have to be had after the injuries that you have, that's going to be standard. Surgeries paid for, pain and suffering, there's a lot that goes into it. And that's why John Dasput wants to make sure that you get a fair settlement, one that's going to represent what you went through no fault of your own. He is the guy when it comes to personal injury lawyers here in Houston. Call 713-CALL-NOW. Just keep that phone number in your phone. 713-CALL-NOW. Or go to DaspitLaw.com to find out more about your personal injury options here in Houston with John Dasput.
Back at the site where you had a calzone to die for and a hangover to die for, and where you met your first spouse, it's 30 years of Nick's Place. And coming to you live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the resident rodeo of John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Todd reminded, we're here for the 30th anniversary of Nick's Place. 30 years ago today, he started it up, and here we are 30 years later, still here. I've been here for 29 years and 10 months, but loving every time I've been. I actually lived here for a while, and it's been a great ride with Nick and the whole family, Cindy and everybody, Nick's mom, dad, everybody. They were all part of it, his brothers, everybody. So it's been a great ride here at Nick's Place, and we really appreciate it. Todd reminded me. Frank Caliendo was here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he and Gilbert were singing Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
The Gilbert.
Right.
Yeah. Cats in the Cradle. Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Cat Stevens?
Had that audio.
They sang Cat Stevens. I'm surprised we don't have that. Actually, we don't have most things from. We don't have Bill Burr. We don't have all the comedians who.
No,
are
I wish.
Other
we
than Patrice O'Neill, we still have that.
Yeah.
I still have that.
I have
phenomenal.
Nothing.
So yesterday was I was talking about
Tiger Woods.
How much? Well,
not that.
No, not Tiger Woods. I was talking about how much, you know, more trouble we're seeing with players. It feels like.
Yeah.
Domestic violence was one of them.
Oh, good, a lighthearted subject.
Yeah, and. Well, it's one that's pretty important here. Vaughn Miller
We didn't talk about that.
Vaughn Miller turned himself in after a warrant for his arrest was issued. It's a pretty tawdry headline. I don't think it's fully indicative of.
Well, she claims now that it's way overblown.
This always happens.
It always
She's
happens.
The one who called the police.
Yeah.
This is the same thing with the girl who got beat up allegedly by Kevin Porter Jr. tried to
right.
say, no, that's not how anything happened. But your statement is like,
right,
what?
Right, right.
So Vaughn Miller with a woman he's been with for 7 years. So here's the headline. Bills Miller turns himself in on a felony domestic violence charge. Well, that's the headline. On ESPN, the headline says, Vaughn Miller assaults pregnant woman. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And Sebastian told me, my boys told me about it when I was driving home from school. He's, yeah. He beat up some pregnant woman. I'm like, what?
Allegedly.
Yeah. I said, what? So I read the article. It's not exactly how it happened. It wasn't some pregnant woman walking down the street. And
no.
Started. It was a woman he's been with for 7 years. You read this. She said, I guess she was 6 weeks pregnant, and she said that, you know, he pushed her down, was holding her, causing pain, but not difficulty breathing. But what Vaughn did is not good. If you read through this, he took her laptop, slammed it down. There was an issue with her travel plans, and he lost his mind when she slammed a door. It made him go into an outrage. She slammed a door going into an office. It made him go into outrage. He pushed her down a couple times, was holding her hands around her neck. She did have abrasions on the side of her arm, things like that. She said she was going to call the police, and so Vaughn left and just took off, and they thought he might be, like, quote-unquote, on the run. Well, this is my kids telling me that. I can't trust anything they say. But they don't
get two sources?
Wait a minute.
When they're reporting?
They just read this, and they're like, Vaughn's on the run.
New York Times and Snacks.
Yeah.
Those are the ones we're going to go to. Okay.
He has it. Vaughn apparently is on the run.
The failing Snacks Times.
Yeah.
Is that what?
Well, he left the house when she said she was going to call the police. So technically, he did leave to avoid.
He was on the lam?
He did leave, but now.
He was just walking around, getting some air.
Now they're.
Went to work.
Yeah.
Now they're, I don't know. Now we'll see what his girlfriend of 7 years says. But the league is going to take that extremely seriously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they have to after the Ray Rice stuff.
Listen.
You know, the NFL has to take a lot of this.
Does Geico very have seriously. To take his commercial off the air?
The one where he's dressed in gold with Stephon Diggs?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, you got
to. You have to.
You have to take it off the air.
At least for now. I mean, it doesn't look good. What she said to police about two different times, him applying pressure with both hands to her neck area, and it caused pain but not a difficulty in breathing. It's the whole description was very weird. But, you can't. I don't know how you can have Von Miller commercials on.
No, you can't anymore. No.
He's being accused
and
the headlines are he assaulted a pregnant woman.
That's the
headlines.
I hope it's true. I don't hope it's true. But if it is true, because dude has ruined himself for any kind of money-making ventures for the rest of his life.
Well, this is at the end of his career.
Like you said, all the – does Tyreek have any commercials?
No.
I don't think so. Who's going to have Tyreek speaking for him when he's got that, you know, domestic violence in his background, which involved a pregnant woman as well?
Yeah.
Right? Especially pregnant woman. I mean, you put pregnant woman out there, it's domestic violence with pregnant woman.
Because she was yelling out, I'm 6 months pregnant, or 6 weeks pregnant to him. And she told police that. She made a point of telling police that. That's why the whole thing, like, this is being overblown.
Didn't do anything right.
Nah, you can't listen to that.
No.
I mean, if you're telling police that you're pregnant, if you're telling police that two different times he attacked you, it's probably what happened. I mean, this is going to be what happened. Same thing with, I saw this enough on Cops. When this happened, this is going to be a common thing. The NFL is going to have to. I think they're going to have to put Von Miller on commissioner's exempt list while this goes on. I mean, he turned himself into the police. So,
well, they have a little leeway because the Bills are on a bye, so it's not like he has to be front facing and they're not practicing, so they don't have to deal with it.
Well, there's
so
more time to gather info.
Yeah, they have at least until two Wednesday when they practice or Monday when they practice to see if they do anything, but. Yeah, the Bills don't play, so they don't have to worry about it for a little bit. But do they do this without – do they just jump to commissioner's exempt list without doing an investigation? Like, for this, an incident like this?
I don't know, because after the Deshaun stuff, I think they're going to be very, very careful. I mean, they had nothing to do with the Browns offering Deshaun the biggest guaranteed contract in the history of the game. That's nothing but boy, was that a bad look. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if he'll go directly to commissioner's exempt list if they do it, you do it during a bye week. So you don't wait around on it. You do it now and you gather the information. But typically, I'm not sure you're supposed to do that. I think you're supposed to let the legal play out. But if you're officially arrested, I think that goes out the door. You know, I mean, if you're arrested, I think you go on commissioner's exempt list if you're arrested for an ongoing.
Right.
This isn't a DUI. This is an ongoing investigation. We'll see. It's not a great look for the league, but how they handle it, we'll see what they do. It's a really bad look for Von Miller, who is, I mean, by all accounts that I can recall, I don't recall him ever being in any issues at all.
No, I don't either. No, first timer. It's a bad story. It's just a bad story. Let's break it here when we come back. Hot seat. Is there anybody on the hot seat for the Houston Texans? We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. My peeps at Chastain Ford. I'm telling you, I cannot be happier with my my F-150. First of all, it's an F-150. Secondly, it's a Lightning. You know, I mean, if you want gas, you know, if you want something that uses gas, that's fine. That's fine. I love my F-150. We're driving along the other day. We're coming back from golf. My buddy goes, man, this is a smooth ride. It really is. It's fantastic. If you're looking, you can get a hybrid F-150. They've got those as well. Whatever you're looking for, if from Ford, you've got it. But the place to get it, there's one place to get it. Get your Ford on at Chastang Ford because they're going to give you the best deal, no add-ons, no markups, giving you all the rebates, getting you the best interest rates. They're going to get you in payments that you have to be at. It's just the perfect place to get your Ford. If you're looking for the best, I mean, the businesses in the city say it. They're the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston for Ford. That's crazy. You know what that means is that the bottom line is the bottom line. That's what businesses care about. They want service, and they want at the best price they could possibly get it, and that's what they get at Chastang Ford every time and what you'll get as well. ChastangFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the only sports radio on FM in Houston.
Back in the day when John and Lance would broadcast live from Nick's Place, they called it an extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, those were the days, man. No rules. Let's see how loose these guys can get in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, celebrating 30 years of Nick's Place.
It's time for the John and Lance extravaganza.
Oh, wow. Remember when we used to be the extravaganza?
On Fridays.
The Knicks Place extravaganza. That was an old school. People probably thought that was just part of the break. But that was, you added that, right? Frank added that for, that's an old school Knicks Place and Yanni Damaris, the Battle Royale. Those two going at it. With the schnick, with the sheep at Damaris. And Yanni coming back with carny food here at Nick's Place. Good stuff. Hey, big ups to, and send us your Spotify, all texting, no tweeting, top 3%, 17,000 minutes. 17,662 nice. Minutes.
Attaboy.
He listened on Spotify.
That's the record right
that's,
now.
That's Yeah, that's tops. That's top that's 3%.
It's the current record on Spotify.
I'd like to see top 1%.
I want to see what Daspit has. Because he listens to us
on
Spotify.
On Spotify, he does? Daspit's probably got number one. Daspit might be number one. I met a celebrity once at Nick's. I went to take a leak, and a drunk guy pulled up in a urinal next to me, swaying back and forth, splashing everywhere. I look over. It's John Granato. That is not a true story, Art. You're a lie. That is a lie. That
is it?
possibly a lie. Possibly a lie. We're at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. I'm trying to get... He's so, you didn't tell me earlier. I'm trying to get a limo guy to come do limo, beat the limo guy.
In person. He wants to be berated by, because he sucks in
because,
person?
Yeah, but then we'll have Coors Lights. He's a big Coors Light enthusiast just like me. Okay?
So you just want him here to buy you free beer?
Well, no, I'll buy him too. I mean, I'm not opposed to buying. I mean, I'm better with Nick buying. But
I'm sure you are. Yeah.
I'm much better with that. But, you know, we're trying to get limo guy to come here. He said, I'm walking the dogs.
Wait, wow. How long does it take to walk
so
dogs?
So weak.
Where does he live?
It's over an hour away. Yeah. Goodness gracious. Cade says, my son Rory is definitely in the 1% of listeners. He listens daily. I keep the last hour from him, though, when you guys get a little looser with content.
That's John's fault,
we're
Cade.
An Apple Podcast family, though, so no stats. Yeah, that's neat with Spotify. Frankie is a 3%er on Taylor Swift.
What?
Does she have a tattoo?
Yeah. No, but she like, and it's not that much. It was like a few thousand minutes.
No,
but then
the
number one is 200,000. 200,000
yeah,
minutes.
That seems really low.
Yeah, right.
Of course, you'd be listening to us daily.
But it's only a five-minute song.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we do.
So we are bigger than Taylor Swift.
We're way bigger. Way bigger.
Like in terms of just people just listening longer to us.
Yeah.
They listen to us more than Taylor Swift.
Well, I can't blame
them. Taylor Swift doesn't even have a song about Travis Kelce out like you do.
Yeah. Right. How about
I have a song about Travis Kelce.
Yes, you do.
You kind of do.
Yes, you
okay,
do.
Okay, play it.
Okay. We'll play it at some point.
Play it.
I have it right now, but Sean will play it.
I don't hear it.
Don't worry.
Have a song.
Don't worry.
We got hours. We got hours. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Nah, I'm not going to do another one.
We got to put it on the back of Songs of the South. We got to add it. Okay.
Why would you do that? That's the that's
because
two
she
totally
was down south
genres.
In Bolivia or somewhere.
It's two
wasn't
totally
she?
Different genres.
Brazil, I think. Argentina,
Brazil, where it's
like
one of them.
Yeah.
Two
totally different genres.
No, no.
Well, I'm pretty. You went like old southern music. You had some hard rock. We can do some pop stuff too.
Yeah. You went. Yeah. Brett Myers. That was some rock.
Well, country rock.
Hover above. That ain't.
That's kind of country
rain
rock.
Rain hell below.
That's what he is. He's like country rock and a domestic abuser.
Nice
and
slow.
And a GM choker. Brett Myers, one of the biggest a-holes.
No, that wasn't
planet.
Brett Myers who choked a GM.
Brett Myers.
Chacon.
Oh, yeah.
That
Brett
was
I get it mixed up. He's the one that was dragging a woman
his
by
wife
her hair.
In yeah. Boston. No, down,
Denver,
down the street.
In Colorado. In Denver.
No, he did it in Boston.
Google it.
Yeah.
He did it in Denver.
Brett Myers, yeah, dragging his wife on the street.
He is a real piece of crap.
He's a card-carrying bad guy.
He's a real piece of crap.
But it was Sean Chacon. Remember?
Yeah.
Chacon.
Yeah, Chokin.
Chokin. Yeah, Sean Chokin that choked
Ed Wade,
the Ed Wade years. So there's a story here about the hot seat. Everybody on the hottest seat.
Oh, I'm sorry, and punching his wife. He punched and choked her, so I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to leave that out. That's the guy who what a great guy Brett Myers was.
Yeah, he was a fun
and
guy.
The Astros decided this is the guy that we should have.
Hot seats. Sean McDermott, hot seat?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
At first I didn't think so, but now I'm starting to think so. I think he's a good coach. I think they're good, but I do think he's ever since Brian Daboll left. Josh Allen has turned the ball over a little bit more. Josh Allen's still good, but the turnovers
are
killing
him. They won 13 games last year. I think everybody forgets that.
I know. I'm not sure they find somebody who's necessarily better than him.
Yeah.
But I do think, if you're asking me, is he on the hot seat? Could he be replaced? Yeah, he could. It will be the most coveted job in pro football.
It's a team and a franchise that feels possibly like a window is closing. The injuries keep piling up. Matt Milano's gone. Tre'Davious White is gone.
They may have to move Stephon Diggs.
The Stephon Diggs thing may be coming to an end. So I get it because they feel like they're regressing.
Yeah.
Because
they're 6-6.
And remember last year they lost a home game in the divisional round to the Bengals. They got blown out. That's what started the whole Stephon Diggs thing. But beyond the fact that he's a wide receiver, so it's always percolating. So it was always this always was going to be a giant year. You fire a coordinator. Leslie Frazier's no longer there. Sean McDermott took over that. So who's next? If the coordinator's gone, the DC's gone,
yeah.
Who's next?
Yeah.
Belichick, hot seat.
That's a weird one because it feels like they would let him go out on his own. But
what if he doesn't go?
If he doesn't walk away.
If he doesn't walk away, they may have to just get rid of him. The fact is, it's less the coaching and more the personnel side. Just like with Bill O'Brien, eventually these guys who – he was hailed as a genius for years, and now this is like a decade long of bad drafts, and it's really got them in a lot of trouble.
Kenny Pickett, hot seat?
Well, they got rid of the problem allegedly in Matt Canada's, and they go over. They go over 400 yards. Everyone's excited. So, you only scored 16 points. That's not great. So the rest of the season will determine.
Here's the thing. Pickett's not the guy. No, they're going to be stuck with him for another year.
But they will because they'll make the playoffs because in this AFC and with Mike Tomlin, they're probably going to make the playoffs.
Cleveland's
the schedule
hurt,
sets up for him to make the playoffs, so he will be back for a second.
Burrow
year.
And Deshaun Watson
year,
are both
me.
Gone. Yeah.
Treylon Burks in they say Tennessee. He's on the hot seat. Mo Alie-Cox is on the hot seat in Indianapolis.
Mo Alie-Cox is barely
on the hot seat.
He doesn't even play that much. Why are they including him though?
Well, they're included. Any
is
player?
This AFC South?
Well,
how deep did they have to go to get Mo Alie-Cox?
Well, that's okay. Well, who's on the hot seat here for the Houston Texans?
Oh, that's what this is coming to. on the hot seat here. You know, I would have said Derek Stingley previously, but not now. I think Kenyon Green is on the hot seat.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously not playing, but he's going to have his – because he was injured, he's going to get another – he only had 1 year. Let's relax about, you know. So he's going to have to work his way back. I don't think he's on the hot seat. He's going to get a shot next year. And I think
what's
this guy
shot
will,
mean?
Too. That he'll probably walk in and be a starter next year.
Based at what position?
Left guard.
So you don't think they'll go Patterson and
No,
Juice?
I think they'll go Scruggs at center.
I mean, in a perfect world, Kenyon would play better and Juice Scruggs would be your center.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I don't know what the offensive line coach is going to say. I don't know what Bobby Slowick's going
to
say. And let's remember,
well,
D'Amico Ryans did not draft him. Yeah, but if he's not a guy who's bringing a lot of juice at practice, if he's like, there's nothing that he could win over D'Amico Ryans with this
year.
Right,
right.
It's a whole year of now Juice gets.
Well,
to win
you know what?
Over.
He's probably he might have to. You're right. He might be right. Maybe they'll go Patterson and Scruggs and Card. He'll have to win a job.
I mean, he wouldn't get cut.
But yeah, not cut.
But could he be traded?
And he, this guy won't
could
get
he be
cut
traded
either.
Though.
Who's going to give up anything for him?
For yeah. Kenyon?
A guy who doesn't play and
he's well,
terrible.
Earlier you guys
and he was
terrible.
Awful.
He's terrible and he's injured.
Oh, I bet somebody would give you a fourth.
A fourth?
Yeah.
For an offensive lineman in
15th
two seasons who's
pick?
Done nothing.
For yeah. the 15th overall pick, well, because, why trade a fourth?
Because you only have 1 year. You only have 1 year, yeah. A rookie year, and you say we still have 3 years of potential.
That would be a dumb move.
Club.
You got you know what? See if you can play.
Oh
next
yeah,
year.
I'd rather hang on to him. I'd rather hang on.
This
to
is
him.
The guy they say, Dameon Pierce. He's on the hot seat.
That's dumb. He's no more on the hot seat than Kenyon Green.
Well, there are
is.
Very few guys really on the hot seat, right? I mean, Nico's playing. Robert Woods has been playing well. You know, offensive line, like you said, Titus. Titus Howard is injured now.
He can't prove himself. They don't have anybody on the hot seat.
Yeah.
They weren't good enough.
Well,
to
here's the deal, though, is Dameon Pierce, after a promising 939-yard rushing season, Pierce was expected to break out, but he's been passed on the depth chart by Devin Singletary. If Pierce doesn't string together a few strong performances, the Texans might draft his replacement on day two.
No,
I don't know why. Why? I don't know why they would do that.
Whoever wrote that doesn't know how this works.
Yeah.
They run an offense where they feel like they can just find running backs. That's the whole beauty of this offense is you don't have to have – look,
David
Pierce was a
that
fourth.
That said, they traded everybody for McCaffrey.
No, but
the
this
49ers
is,
did.
That's special. You don't – there's nobody special. They drafted Dameon Pierce, the guy that they said was doing such a good job last year.
Yeah.
He was a fourth-round pick. You got – for a cheap free agent deal, you got your hands on Singletary, who's done a nice job. You just find running backs. This is not one that's going to place an emphasis.
Well, that's what they said on day two.
Day two,
maybe day
second
three,
or third rounder.
Maybe three.
Yeah, maybe day three.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe day three. But why not just stick with – you think it's a Dameon Pierce problem or an O-line problem? I think it's a little of both. Actually.
Well
– Pierce isn't a great fit
that's the thing. Is he a fit for this run scheme?
Yeah, he may not be. He may not be, but you can run gap scheme with him. That's not a big deal. Every team runs two different – you know – You hate to be in a situation where you know you're going to run a certain blocking scheme with a certain running back because you can change your fronts into a bare front to hurt the outside zone scheme. But it can be worked around. I think everything's going to be fine. I think right now Dameon Pierce, it's a combination of the run blocking's not great, and Dameon Pierce is just kind of – he's not seeing the points of entry he likes, and he's kind of stutter-stepping a little bit. He's not hitting it in like he usually does, but – that's kind of a for me, you're trying to find somebody on the hot seat there. Because clearly they did it for every team.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, who can – same way we're – I think Kenyon Green right now because he's a first-rounder. Hot seat means, man, there's expectations on you, and you're not coming through right
now. Well, there were expectations on Dameon Pierce too. I mean, he was spectacular last year.
Yeah, but he's been out
and he hasn't
also.
Right. He hasn't been the same guy this year. Even when he's been out there, he hasn't been the same guy.
Right, but I would say Kenyon. I mean, the expectations for Kenyon Green for 2 years, he's failed for 2 years.
Yeah,
missed a whole year with an injury, and the first year he wasn't good. Dameon Pierce was good the first year. Kenyon Green, we're still waiting.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm still waiting for this first rounder to do well.
Something.
And I liked him. I thought he was going to be. I was a little worried about pass pro, but I figured it'll get corrected.
That's what we're worried about you.
You should be.
Your evaluation of that.
You should be.
And you how wrong you are
told,
on him.
You should be concerned.
You told Caserio you should take him.
I did?
Yeah. I remember that. You said, oh, definitely, Casario's taking
Kenyon Green.
Then
why didn't
Kenyon
he listen
Green?
To me on the
nice
on
job.
The on the Davis Mills?
Nice job. Okay.
If you're going to listen to me, listen to me all the time.
All right, 713-780-3776. Dez is here. Hey, Dez. You got to get here, too. 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Come on out. Hang out with us here at Nick's Place on the 30th anniversary. Right now we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. If Nick's got a plumbing issue, I got the plumber for him. We got him. Billy Brown. All right.
There's Billy never, plums.
There's,
he plums.
Oh, yeah. There's never any plumbing issue here at Nick's Place, though. So this is not aimed at him. This is aimed at all of you out there that you got dirty, filthy toilets. Here's the deal, okay? Or maybe your shower doesn't work like Gilbert's, and you need Billy Brown to get there to help you shower, okay? He's not going to help you shower, but he's going to help fix your shower so you can. So yeah. Here's the deal. I don't care what your plumbing issue is, Billy Brown is here for you. Give him a call. Let him come to your house. Let him fix this thing. Let him give you a great estimate, and let him do the work.
Yeah, and remember, he can also do the hydrostatic testing to find out if there's any leaks going on in your toilets. And if you just feel like there's something's not right with your home, that's the first sign. Your instincts may be right, so why not get it looked at, no matter what the issue may be with a garbage disposal that doesn't work properly, a leaky faucet, something that's going on. You smell something in your house that smells off. That could be a plumbing issue. Make sure that our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company are there for you. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Planet Unicorn, hey.
Planet Unicorn, Unicorn Planet.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.